Congress's sleeper cells. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last month, CBS's Wyatt Andrews reported on all the freshman congressmen, mostly Republicans, who were sleeping in their offices to save money.
At least 21 new members of the House, a fifth of the freshman class, have announced they will sleep in their offices this term and do not intend to rent in Washington.
Although for Tea Party members, it wasn't just about saving money.
Their mission is to fix Washington, not be seduced by it.
But whatever the reason, a watchdog group called Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington want these sleeper cells broken up. Why? They see this as a fringe benefit that members should pay taxes for because it may violate House rules against the personal use of public resources. And spokesperson Melanie Sloan had another beef as well.
If you're a young woman, you walk into your office because you're working early or late, and your boss is there in a state of undress in some kind of pajamas.
What? Look, members didn't just now start sleeping in their offices. Years ago, I was visiting Congressman Adam Smith, a moderate Democrat. I noticed his office had an old vault. I asked to peek inside. There was a cot. I said, "What's the cot for?" He said, "Well, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't tell anybody, but that's where I sleep." So I called him up and asked him if he thought it was a fringe benefit.
I mean, is it a fringe benefit if you put your head down on the desk in the middle of the day and take a 20-minute nap?
It's certainly good to have groups like Citizens for Ethics and Responsibility bird-dogging our tax dollars. But quite frankly, if members of Congress want to do extra work and sleep in their offices, I say we let them. Plus, it's easier to keep an eye on them there. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.